This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Zoe Badwee, and you're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9. So raise your hands.
And one thing I like about what we do here at the Hump Day Crew is we get to interview so many different artists who are very well travelled. I mean, they really, really appreciate everywhere that they go to, and they always have a story to tell us.
Oh, they do. We've had some amazing stories of people that travel around the world and, you know, had almost life changing.
So profound.
Yeah.
Just like this artist.
I sang in the middle of a boxing ring in the field. I'm not sure how that all ties in yet. I did. I couldn't believe it. Because Grant Smiley was playing with me as well, and I just put the mic down at one point and looked at him like, oh, can you believe it? And they're all singing and their hands everywhere. I saw a girl from high school in the very front row that I haven't seen since years. I'm like, hello, Liza Fetters.
Back from the boxing ring in the studio is Zoe Badwee. Good morning.
Morning. Just living the dream. Living the dream.
Now, you've been a busy little girl lately, haven't you?
I have been all over Australia.
We got you in the studio because you're coming up at Pinkalicious this Saturday.
Sure am.
And you rocked the party last time.
Oh, I had a ball. I actually had the best time.
Well, in the studio from Pinkalicious is Julie McKenzie. Good morning, Jules.
Good morning.
Sorry, I didn't mean to neglect you there because we had Zoe and we kind of forgot. Oh, no, Jules.
Zoe comes first.
Oh, you guys.
Now, this is the second time you're performing.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming back.
So clearly you did a pretty good job.
Wow, hopefully. I had them up and going, but then I remember I had another gig afterwards and I just kept putting it back and back and back because I kept getting back up and singing. I didn't want to leave. I was having a ball.
What are your expectations for this party exactly, Zoe?
My expectations? I have none. I just know it'll be fun. Everyone's really great there and just the music's good and just they're all in a good form, ready to party.
Well, that's the beauty of you, Zoe. I mean, you came and you didn't just perform amazingly on stage, but the energy that you created when you walked in the door from the time that you left, and thank you for staying a little longer, was just amazing. And I think from you staying, talking to all the girls, having photos with all the girls as well, I think there was over 30 girls that actually had you as their Facebook profile. So, I think that you touched not just me but everyone else there. So coming back, thank you so much. We just know you're going to be amazing once again.
That's
so
lovely, Julie. Thanks. Oh, good morning.
You did all the work.
Now, Zoe, unfortunately, I never get an invite to this Pinkalicious. Still haven't worked out exactly why.
No boys allowed.
Oh, but I'm a man, not a boy.
Such a Britney song in reverse.
Yeah, exactly. do you find the crowd different when it's an all-woman crowd to a general crowd that you perform to?
I think I get hit on more.
Where's the problem?
And the problem is, exactly.
That's all. But no, just great fun.
Well, that's the difference as well, because when Zoe played at our third party, we had approximately about 300 screaming girls for her, or with her. Okay. And now, Zoe, I don't know if you know, but we had nearly 700 at our last party, so we've got a bigger venue. It's more spacious. It's great. And how are you going to feel about having nearly 700 girls adoring you?
Bring it on. I'm sure I'll be able to cope.
In fact, I wouldn't recommend wearing those jeans. Zoe's got some jeans that are very ripped.
Yeah, I don't think they would be intact.
They look like you've been thrown in with the lesbians already. That's like for the last party.
I think the Pinkalicious party's already started downstairs.
Mould. Good on me.
Now, there's an area to actually chillax at this Pinkalicious party, so you can actually, other than getting mauled, you can actually relax there.
Take a load off.
Yeah, so what we've actually done, Zoe, is apart from like last time how you did stay around, if you do have the opportunity this time, we've actually got like a VIP area. It's a special area for you.
Fancy.
So we're going to have some couches and we're going all out for you. So you can actually stay with a couple of, you know, for your friends or for anyone you want to bring along as well. So all 700 of the girls will be there as well. So, but if you do want to relax, you're more than welcome to come with us and enjoy the night.
Oh, this sounds great.
Zoe, we've been talking about Pinkalicious, but we've got a bit of a game for you to play.
Yes.
Prepare the horse. Now, stay tuned. Check out our blog, thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com, if you want to get a sneak peek as to what we're going to do to Zoe or for Zoe or with Zoe.
Ed LeGrand.
Hi, this is Steve Farrell.
I'm Kaz James.
This is Yo.
This is DJ Havana Brown.
This is Funkerman.
This is Judge Jules.
And you're listening to The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Love these guys. Listen up.
Joy 94.9. You're listening to The Hump Day Crew. 17 minutes till 9 o'clock. Zoe Badwe is still in the studio preparing for her task. Prepare the Badwe. We have a game to play in just a few moments' time here on The Hump Day Crew.
Zoe, we have a bit of a task for you.
Yes.
Now, the four of us in the studio, adds me, Julie, and yourself, we all have Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And on your Facebook page, which we're all friends of,
I'm very nervous.
I saw a pic of a friend of yours, yeah. Sam, yeah. who you've actually pimped out. You said, this girl has a Zumba body. Can you believe she's single? So you've been doing a bit of pimping on Facebook. You've really taken this social network to another level.
Yeah.
And to celebrate you performing at Pinkalicious, we've sort of gotten a idea to actually name this segment Pimpalicious.
Okay, I like
so it. What we've got to do is we've got one of Bish's mates, James, on the line, and you can check out his picture at thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com.
Hello, James.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. You ready to be pimped, are you?
I'm your victim.
Oh, he's on.
Just to give a bit of a background, one of Bish's gay friends, because, you know, Bish is apparently straight, but he does have gay friends, and you're looking quite swish in that photo, James.
Well, that's actually taken a libation, so I think maybe that's the issue. I think I keep going out to a lot of lesbian venues, so maybe I'm single.
Zoe, do you have any pimping advice as his pimp as to what he can do?
Just put yourself right out there, son. Don't hold back.
You've got your pimp hat on today, I actually realised too.
I've timed that well.
Well, if anyone's interested in James, we'll actually pass on phone numbers and things like that just if you call the studio. But Zoe, sell him.
Jane, well, come on, tell me something about yourself first. I've only seen your photo. What you got? What do you do?
I work in retail, particularly fashion, and I work in human resources. So I think, you know, I've worked long hours, but now I've got space for Mr. Right Now or, you know, maybe someone a bit longer. Who knows?
Ooh, okay. All right. So you can get them a discount with clothes.
Big time discount. My friend and my housemate works in duty free, so we get lots of fragrance and lots of booze for highly discounted as well.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay, another box ticked for people. You listening out there, everybody? You've got alcohol, you've got clothes, he can resource your humanity. No.
And years ago, I used to be a pastry chef so I can cook as well.
Oh.
This is outrageous. You're single. People, call in right in now. He'll be snapped up quick smart.
1-300-JOY-949 is the number. Now, one thing I think is an important question here for James to be asked is,
yes.
Do you have a Zumba body?
Yes, James, do you?
I'm almost there. I've got more of a paddle boarding body. You know, down St Kilda Beach, standing up on the paddle boards and kind of pushing along with a big long stick.
Very triangular body, then, are we going with?
Bingo.
Uh huh, righto, gotcha. Okay.
Strong core.
Well, there's a little bit of Zumba in that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or cha-cha.
That's Zoe Badwe doing Pimpalicious. If you want to hook up a date with James, call us through on 1-300-JOY-949. You can check out thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com for his dashing young photo. Thank you, James, for joining us.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck, James.
Thank you, Zoe. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Of course, you can catch Zoe Badwe this Saturday at Pinkalicious. There's actually another competition other than Pimpalicious going on at Pinkalicious.
Absolutely, Ginny. Funny you should ask. One of our sponsors, which is Pink Sofa, they're actually redesigning their look and they're upgrading it and they're looking for a poster girl. So what they're doing is they're coming to Pinkalicious and hopefully it's a nationwide campaign and hopefully it's going to be a Pinkalicious poster girl on Pink Sofa. I think there's enough pinks in that. And so basically between half hour lots, they'll actually come in and have photos done and then goes over, I believe, a couple of months. So it'll be at this party and it'll also be at the next party that girls can come and maybe they'll get selected to be the next Pink Sofa girl.
Fantastic. Pinkalicious, you can see Zoe Badwe live there from this Saturday at 9 p.m. Pinkalicious.com.au is the website. If you want to check out more information on Zoe Badwe, myspace.com/Zoe Badwe. Thank you, girls, for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Can't wait for Saturday night. Pinkalicious!
Hi, this is Katie Lang, and you're listening to The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Ginny from The Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and The Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. J Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.